Obviously, the costs are going to be high for this case, but on the other side, there are bound to be economic benefits to the area, too. I mean, looking at media alone, more than 500 journalists have applied for press credentials to cover this trial. So what kind of economic benefits do you think Orlando and Florida can expect to see from this?
Well, I think you're going to get coverage. You're going to get coverage nationally and internationally by multiple media outlets. It's an opportunity for the state of Florida to show that we're serious about providing justice to all its citizens, and we're also serious about providing justice to victims of crime. So from that perspective, we look good. Financially, you're going to have hotels that are full, restaurants that are packed. You're going to have a focus on that area that can't help but create an economic benefit. It's never something that you consider as someone who is involved in the process of trying the case, but it is a very real benefit to the city. But you've got to look at it the other way. The city's also paying an awful lot of money to provide the additional security and the additional crowd control that they're going to have to deal with.
Absolutely. I mean, the Orlando City Council just approved an ordinance addressing traffic and parking concerns and that kind of thing. Can you put any kind of a price tag on what those kinds of crowd control and traffic control things could cost versus, you know, the economic impact of the hotels and businesses being patronized?
There are so many variables that it would be almost impossible to sort it out. But I would just say this. Do you know how incredibly uncommon it is for a city government to pass an ordinance to deal with a situation that is driven specifically by a criminal trial? That's the sort of thing that just does not happen. And yet it's happening now.
You know, I want to go back to something you said earlier, which was interesting, which was that Florida would look good in the eyes of the press and the national media coverage because Florida was going to be able to prove that it's committed to providing justice. Could it work the other way? I mean, a lot of people look at this case as kind of a circus and look at the characters in it as somewhat unseemly. Do you think Florida could come out with the black eye in the national press? Is there that a possibility?
I think if the only people involved were the advocates, the litigants, it's possible. But what we have in this particular scenario, like we have in every scenario, is an officer of the court, the representative of justice, the judge. And then we have the people. We have the citizens sitting in the jury box listening to the evidence. And we have the folks who did the hard work to identify the evidence or the lack thereof. And they'll be heard. And the fact that we will spend this amount of time and this amount of effort, despite the media coverage, despite the actions of individuals who might be involved for reasons other than representing a client, perhaps for their own personal aggrandizement or something else, despite all of that, the lady will get her day in court. The child will be heard through the testimony of the scientific expert witnesses, and justice will be done. Our society's commitment to spend that sort of money, to go through this sort of three-ring circus, to take care of these sorts of issues, is the thing that literally separates us from almost any other place on the earth. And I can't help but think that at the end of the day, it's going to make us look good and not bad.